know your time is valuable. Thank you for holding. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Hess PR Dreams Marketing Agency. How may I assist you? Hello? Excuse me? What did you just say? Oh my God. What? Me? Surprised? Oh. So you must think I'm sitting here, hair done up, nice officer attire, with my hand over my dainty little mouth, and just absolutely tickled at the idea that some perverted man would just take the time to call in and say naughty, filthy things to me. Is that right? Nice try, loser. Oh, trust me. You're not nearly as perverted as you think you are. What do I mean by that? Oh, you don't know. Well, why don't I just show you? I mean, I'm pretty fucking bored here. I'm the only one on shift for the next hour. So now, I have motive and opportunity, and I can say some very filthy things to you. I can tell you in detail about how I'm just running my hand up my thigh. Maybe I can tell you how I'm fingering myself through skimpy little red lace panties. I can mention that my other hand is fondling my full breasts, tweaking my hard pink nipples. Is that what you want to hear? Maybe. Maybe they'll just ask you for your number. You can meet up after my shift. You can finish the job for me. Maybe I'm just some random whore addicted to cock. Oh, or maybe I could literally be a whore. Maybe. Maybe all I'm gonna do is get you all hot and bothered and ready to blow, and then ask you for your credit card. I mean, unless you'd prefer to spend the evening with a severe case of blue balls. Is that what you want? You like that? You sick little perv? I bet you wish you could fuck me, don't you? Naughty fuck. Go on then. I know your pants are already undone. Stroke it. Faster. I mean, if I'm going to talk you off, I want to hear your hand sliding up and down that shaft. I want to know how hard I'm making you saying all these naughty things. Come on then. You don't have all day. They could see my status. They know I'm taking a call. If I go over too long, they'll be questioning what I was up to at this hour. What? You're going to try to fake it? Don't try to trick me. I want to hear you come. Don't waste my fucking time getting scared and hang up on me like a pussy. Yeah. I've gotten enough guys off over the phone to know what it really sounds like. What it sounds like when they come, of course. I mean, did you really think you were the first to try this, honey? Wow. No, I assure you, I'm quite well versed in the signs of a real orgasm. There's always signs. Yeah. Their breathing becomes shallow. More and more shallow. Then it speeds up faster and faster. Their heartbeat starts to rise. They start grunting. They keep running their hands over their stiff, dripping cocks. Just like you are right now, sir. Or that's what you better be doing right now. You better do it soon, too. You only have a couple of minutes before I report your number to the police. You fucking heard me. Yeah, the cops. They'd lock you up, I bet. Oh. No. You would conveniently leave out my little part of our repartee. I mean, I can just edit the call logs. They'll never know. All that would be left are the sounds of your moaning and groaning and oh, oh, oh. All they would hear is about how you just want to throw me down and fuck me. And what was it you said? You wanted to grab me by the throat? You wanted to choke me until you could hear a moan forcing its way past my lips? They would hear all about how you just know I like it rough. You know, all the pervy shit you've been telling me. So you better keep stroking. You better come for me. That's it. You're a sick fuck, you know that? What? You thought you were gonna use me for your own pleasure? You thought you were gonna scare me? Show some perverted display of power over me? I'm the one in power here. Don't worry. You're still gonna get to jerk off that little cock of yours. But now, you're doing it because I want to hear you do it. I want to fucking hear you. I can hear your little pathetic moans. I can hear your grunting noises. Go faster. That's it. I can tell you're getting close. Maybe you like this shit. Maybe you like being bossed around by a dominant woman. That's so fucking pathetic. Oh shit. I guess me saying that's getting you off too, isn't it? Well, we're almost out of time. Oh, I'm not gonna count down for you. Hell no. You're just gonna have to blow your load when I say to. You are going to come. Aren't you? That's what I thought. I bet you're thinking about how this total bitch is only half paying attention to you. How she's just giggling to herself while she fucks around on her mobile. Oh, that's a cute skirt on Pinterest. I bet you're thinking how you would just love to choke her and spank her and fuck her hard and show her what a, quote, real man you are. But you're not getting any tonight, sir. Nuh-uh. Tonight, you're going to fucking come for her. You're going to show her your obedience. Or else, she'll use her power to fuck up your life. And isn't that just the sexiest fucking thing? The power that this young lady has over you? Show me that you like this. Show me that you just love being bossed around. I can't hear you. Louder. Moan louder. Go on. Come for me. Now. No, seriously. Cut the bullshit and fucking come right now. I swear, if you don't do what I say, I will own your ass. Holy shit. Holy fuck. Are you serious? You actually came? You fucking came. After I said all of that mean shit to you, you actually came that fucking hard? You, sir, are a sick fuck. You should fucking feel ashamed of yourself right now. I guess you can also feel proud. I don't know. I mean, this call definitely amused me for the one whole minute you lasted. Anyway, thanks for calling in. After the tone, there'll be a survey to fill out. You can call back anytime. Loser.